Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you this morning? Okay, you know what? Sometimes I just have to give in and play a mainstream piece, you know, because can't nobody tell me that when you hear Pharrell's Happy, that it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make you want to just get up and groove and just feel really good inside. Well, this morning, that's exactly how I want to feel, and I hope that's exactly how you want to feel, is just good inside and happy. It's a matter of attitude. It's a matter of how you choose to start this day. You might have rolled out of bed on the wrong side of the bed. I guess that's how you say it, right? But you know what? Once you put your feet on the ground, you can definitely make a choice of how you're going to approach this day. I am feeling good this morning. I'm actually awake, which normally I roll out of bed on Wednesdays to do this particular show. But you know what? I feel so extremely blessed. Today is my daughter's 27th birthday and my daddy's 92nd birthday. Brittany made it just right at 11:30 p.m. on her grandpa's birthday. He's always called her his birthday present. And so, man, this day is going to be full of celebrating in our own way. My daughter and my daddy. Daddy's not up to going out to a restaurant this year. Normally, we always go to a restaurant of his choice. Well, he and Brittany decide. But this year, you know, he's really slowing up. And, you know, we just need to be a little bit more careful of what he eats and things like that. So we're going to keep it simple. He's kind of decided what he wants, so we're going to handle that for him today. And then I think this morning I'm going to start out, you know, with some girly time with my daughter, breakfast, and mani-pedis. So I'm really excited about that. And guess what? I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. I am so excited. My first time going to Vegas since I was 6 years old, so I don't even count that going to Vegas, except that I do remember seeing big lights and it being so pretty there. You know, the lights just impressed me at the age of six. I'm not sure what hotel. I'm sure it was something like a Motel 6 that we stayed at. But I remember being in a swimming pool with Yachio and just seeing all the big, pretty lights. Well, now I get to step out there as a big girl, as an adult, and, you know, experience Vegas, I guess, the way that I'm supposed to experience it. I'm going down on business and pleasure, so I'm really, really excited about that. I met Sherry Gordy, Barry Gordy's baby girl. She was here this past weekend for a Sherry Gordy Presents Stage to Stage talent search that's taking place for the whole month of June in Seattle. She came out for the first phase of the competition. It was beautiful to meet her. I have heard only wonderful things about her from Paris Escovedo and from my cousin Daryl, who's down there in Vegas. And you know what? I believe exactly what they say. You know, when you're around the woman, her presence is just beautiful. If you follow her online, she only posts positive posts. Very uplifting. Everybody came up, hugged her, took pictures with her. And she was just so gracious. So very, very gracious. So I'll be down there tomorrow night. Mark Van Claggett and I are going to be joining her at her table at her show in Vegas. So I'm really excited about seeing, you know, the production that she puts on. The Stage to Stage competition is for an artist to win a slot to fly down to Vegas, airfare for two, hotel accommodations, and to perform on her stage down there. And so I'll get to see exactly the stage and what that's all about. And then Friday night, we're going to go see my cousin Daryl. He is the bass player for Smokey Robinson's group Human Nature at the Venetian. And so I'm really excited. I've heard only amazing reviews about Human Nature. I don't know if we'll have an opportunity to meet Smokey Robinson or not, because I'm sure he doesn't come out to all of the shows. But it'll be great to see the group. It'll be great to see my cousin Daryl perform. So I'm excited about that. Then Saturday night, Mark, my business partner's group that he's a part of, Tribute to the Temptations, is performing. So this is going to be my first time ever being able to see him perform live with his group mates. So that's really, really exciting. I've got some business meetings lined up while I'm down there. And this is just going to be a great experience, you know, to get to a busy city. I'm really I don't know if I call it an introvert. I guess that you wouldn't say that because I really enjoy being around people. But I kind of stay to myself. I'm more of a loner in a sense. And, you know, very, very family-oriented. So even though I have this name, Lady Flava, and I'm connected to people around the world, I stay pretty close to home. And so this is a big deal to step out, in a sense, on faith, you know, and just enjoy this particular opportunity that's been presented to me. It kind of happened very quickly, and everything worked out. You know, my children are going to step up and take care of my dad while I'm away. And, yeah, so you just never know. You know, you just never know when opportunities might come your way. And, man, try your best to be able to walk through those doors, because sometimes when you're presented with an opportunity and you don't, and you're not able to, or you don't take advantage of it, you may really, really, really miss out on something. So if you can tell, I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling really good today. Today is a great day. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but you know what? It doesn't even matter to me. If the rain starts falling down, I'm still going to feel happy. I want to jump into a piece and play it for my dear, dear friend, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who's listening on the air this morning. Good morning, Stephen. I'm not opening up your phone line, though, unless you raise your hand. But I'm going to play Born Leader from Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Thank you.
used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. This will be the last song I ever dedicate to you, 'cause the truth is you're not worth the ink, the paper, or my breath. Deceived and betrayed until there was nothing left. Held me with the false love in my bed, then denied it like it was all in my head. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. Magic moments we once shared instantly turned to darkness. When you denied us having any happiness, we were living two lives, many lies. And I was in love the whole damn time, coming over my house, leaving after sex, just to find out all along I was your ex. And you had plans, yeah, for another ass. You're dead. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. Who are you? Who are you? I'd call you a snake, but you slithered lower than that. You stole time from my life that I'm never getting. When you least expect it, but maybe next time love will be respected. Yeah. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. Who are you?
Body of a lion, wings of Orion. The revolution will televised. Go turn your TV off and go exercise. My kiss is not lethal. Over my dress is see-through. Right now it's just me and you. When you're around, he will show to see through. Well, I'm a broad lifeguard, so I'm locked up a brawl. Give me some applause. Into legends and a shot of Persia. Queen Victoria, Queen's Astoria. The baggy jeans conspiracy. Well, is that one that will worry me? I bless your eye, part like a christening. What's that, Alan? Are you listening? Hey, your girl is going worldwide. I'm taking the industry on a ride. Can you help me, please? Shaka Zulu, can you help me, please? King Menelik, can you help me, please? Mr. Mandela, can you help me, please? Farrakhan, can you help me, please? Oprah, can you help me, please? Obama, now I said Ethiopia, how you feel right now? And I said Liberia, how you feel right now? Nigeria, how you feel right now? And I said, Senegal, now am I flued at? Yeah, 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 yeah. Now am I flued at? Yeah, 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 yeah. How you feel right now? Well, tell me how you feel right now.
We're looking in each other's eyes, waiting for someone to speak. The same thoughts on both our minds, the same answers we both seek. And I know that it ain't easy, 'cause the truth it never is. I don't care if it's all lies that you tell, just say what I wanna hear. If I can say that I will always stay, will you say you'll never leave? If I place my heart inside your chest, can you promise it will be? Will you hold my hand and not let go, and then you can I believe? If I say that I will always stay, you'll never leave. It's been a long time coming now, and we both know that it's here. I can tell just what you're thinking, I can see it in your tears. And I know that it ain't easy, but the truth is hard to hide. Baby, say just what I want to hear. Now I don't care if it's all lies. If I can say that I will always stay, will you say never leave? If I place my heart inside your chest, can you promise it will be? Will you hold my hand and not let go, and in you can I believe? If I say that I will always stay, will you say you'll never leave? There's a million reasons we both know why we should turn and go. But if it's alright, can you stay tonight and just hold me and make love? If I can say that I will always stay, will you say you'll never leave? If I place my heart inside your chest, can you promise it will be? Will you hold my hand and not let go, and in you can I believe? If I say that I will always stay, if I can say that I will always stay, will you say you'll never leave? If I place my heart inside your chest, can you promise it will be? Will you hold my hand and not let go, and in you can I believe? If I say that I will always stay, will you say you'll never leave? If I say that I will always stay, will you say you'll never leave?
I apologize. I didn't realize that I had myself on mute, and I was having this great old conversation with you. So I really, really apologize. I'm not even going to try to repeat myself, but I played Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Born Leader, going into Von Willis with Who Are You, who is produced and written by Paris Toon, and then Ida Devine with Flute of Eden. Ida is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on June 15th. Which is a Sunday, which I'm really excited about. My dear, dear friend, David Britt, I played Say What I Want to Hear. So I apologize. I was having this great conversation with you. And man, I was all on mute. So let me jump back into some music before I just like, yeah. Okay. But I'm really in a good mood. I'm feeling happy. I started out today's show with Happy by Pharrell, okay? So I hope you're still hanging in there with me. And yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to play a piece by my cousin. This is Greg Fields with Fat Funk, and You Are Not Alone.
To turn, feeling all alone. Don't you run away. Just don't run away. Don't you run away. No. You're not alone. Don't you run away. Don't run away. No. Just don't run away. You're not alone.
Sometimes it's too much, what I try to tell you what I feel. Sometimes when the weight of the world's on my shoulder, sometimes I give up, I'm changing pace to keep it real. Come and show the way, but don't lead me astray. If you lead me far away,
so far away,
so far away.
Wow, we're about to come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flavor. I think I need some coffee with a little flavor because, yeah, I was saying a whole bunch of great things to y'all. you know, and had myself on mute, had myself on serious mute. But in this last set, I played my cousin Greg Fields with You Are Not Alone, going into Nina Bradlin over there in Switzerland with Right Where You Are, and closing out this last set with Waterseed, Build Me Up, featuring John Bibbs. I hope you're... No. I played another track. I played Margot B with Weight of the World, featuring Mr. Nichols and Nick Baker. So I hope you're doing good. Basically, what I was saying while I was on hold was... I was saying, you know, to take care of yourself. That's one of the things I try to say, you know, on Wednesdays. You know, take care of yourself emotionally, mentally, and physically. You know, be aware of what you're absorbing, whether it becomes, whether it's food and liquid intake, or whether it's negative energy or positive energy. Be aware of that, you know, because that is something that you really, really can control. On the most part, you know, and just, you know, learn to feel good. You know, I think that the older I get, the wiser I get, I realize how much more control I have over my world than what I give credit for. You know, it's so easy to blame other people. And it's, don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't think that other people can have an effect on how our days go, because definitely they can. But the thing that we do have control of is how we react. And I'm learning, and I hope that you're learning too, you know, to it's how you react to everything that you face throughout the day and in your life, you know, as to how that's going to have an impact on you. Some things are not worth battling, really. Some things are just not worth battling. Somebody yesterday posted up on Facebook about how, you know, people are spying on her page or something through somebody else's page because she blocked them. I'm like, what does it even matter unless it comes down to a safety issue? You know, I mean, like, man, kick rocks and keep moving. I mean, if the person who's allowing them to see the page, you know, if it's big of enough deal, block them too. You know, it's like some things are just not even worth putting all the time and energy into, you know. But it's kind of a gray day out there so far here in Seattle. I can't quite tell if it's going to kind of stay like that today or if it's going to burn off. It might burn off. You never know. We've had some pretty good weather here in Seattle, and it's beautiful. You know, this time of year, when we have the nice weather, the sun is out, man, Seattle is one of the most beautiful cities. I'm telling you, if you follow me, you know I usually post up a picture of the sunset from my office window almost every night. It's just amazing to me, you know, how the landscape can stay the same, but, you know, the scenery behind it changes every single day. It's never the same, you know, and I value that, and I appreciate it. My kids tease me all the time because when we're riding in the car and I'm not driving, I take pictures. If I see a view that is so beautiful to me, I take pictures because it's just, man, you know, I just don't take this for granted, you know. Again, today is my daughter's 27th and my daddy's 92nd birthday. She made it at 11:30 on her grandpa's birthday. So, yay! We're going to kind of have a quiet day. I'm going to do a mom and daughter thing with her the first part of the day, and then we're going to do something simple here at the house for my daddy because he's not at the point where, you know, he can really get out and about and go to a restaurant and be comfortable and all of that. And so I'm just really excited. I'm so blessed, you know. I'm so blessed. Brittany is an amazing young woman. She has just grown into her own person, strong personality, and, you know, she handles her business, you know. My daddy, the best man in the world, can I tell you, the best man in the world. He has been my cheerleader my whole life, and I'm about to turn 54 years old. He has been my rock. He's been in my corner. He has cheered me on in everything that I've done. You know, he told me a long time ago, he actually told my brothers too, you know, we don't like working for other people. And all of us have had businesses of our own, you know, throughout our lives for many, many years. And I don't know if it's just hard working for other people or it's just exciting trying to do something on your own. Maybe it's a little bit of both, but I'm blessed, you know, to be able to be Lady Flava, do the things that I do through Flava Marlux Radio, through Marlux Records, through Flava News, through Unity, through Arts Exchange. And I'm so excited about going to Vegas tomorrow. I am so very excited about going to Vegas tomorrow. So anyway, I hope you have a great, great day. As you start this day, look in the mirror and know that that person that's looking back is absolutely amazing and loves you so very, very much. Go out and share a smile with someone, especially a stranger, because you just don't know how that simple, simple act of kindness can change the day of someone who's not feeling so happy inside all around. And trust and believe, the more you smile, the more you just feel it naturally, and you will have an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. Sorry for my oops when I wasn't I wasn't talking where you were able to hear me. But anyway, I was saying some good stuff. Just imagine what I was saying during that silent part, okay? All right, take care, God bless, and have a great, great day.